David Manuel has worked with the Local Food Initiative and Food Sovereignty on the Red Lake Nation for several years. He worked with Four Directions Development, Red Lake Traditional Foods, and has helped till gardens and handed out seeds and vegetables, and also has his own business based on gathering wild food and making jams, jellies, and maple candies. It's called Muskrat Specialty Foods. Recently, Red Lake Nation Foods bought Minostalgia in McGregor. And as part of that process, David, who is an independent contractor, has been learning much more about making fruit jellies, jams, and syrup. Morning, David.
Good morning, Maggie.
You're on a food run today to the Twin Cities for the Red Lake fishery. What are you taking down there?
I'm taking down frozen walleye and iced down walleye to a restaurant called the Double R Bar and Grill in Gray Eagle, Minnesota, along with Cisco and American Fish Company in Hopkins. So I'm really happy to be doing this, being employed and doing various things and acquainting myself with the food industry of Red Lake, which is ever expanding.
Yeah. Well, yesterday we talked and you were just sitting down to take a break from your work with Mike Barr, and you said you're apprenticing with a master jelly maker. What were you up to?
Well, we were at Harmony Foods Co-op in their community kitchen, and we were actually making chokecherry jelly and cranberry jelly out of the juice that was processed from the berries, which were picked by Red Lake members on our reservation. It's all wild fruits that are foraged, and then the Red Lake Foods pays them per pound, and then it gets frozen, and then we pull it out as we need product to get to the different stores, such as Harmony and other stores in the surrounding area.
Well, I know you make maple candy and a variety of jams and jellies yourself, but you said this takes it to a whole different level. How is it different to do this commercially?
Well, it's not like Smucker's or you know, some of those big operations where it's all automated. We're still actually making it in small batches, just larger than what I normally would be doing at home as a cottage food producer. And also using techniques that Mike Burr has developed over the years working for Minostalgia. He's really got the system down, you know, where my father showed me how to make jellies as a boy, and I would help him. We had a crab apple tree in our yard, and that was my first experience making jellies, and I just kind of messed around off and on having fun, you know, growing up. And then last year, I decided to venture off on my own, and I started making jellies out of fruit that, again, had been harvested by Red Lake members. I was kind of, you know, doing my own little thing. And then as the berry season was over, I started making more jellies from the juices I bought in Bemidji, mostly from Harmony Foods Co-op, because they were organic. And I'm kind of fussy about that. So I really want to put out a quality product. And that's also the same with the Red Lake Nation Foods jam and jelly and syrup operations. Everything is, you know, there's no additives or preservatives other than pectin and citric acid as a preservative.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've tried making jams and jellies, and it, you know, my result is not very predictable necessarily. Would you say this is more of an art or a science?
I think it's a blend of both, but it's definitely an emphasis on the science, because there is a formula that I'm learning from Mike Burr, who had made jams and jellies and other products as well for Minostalgia, which was located in McGregor, Minnesota. And I think it's important to emphasize that, you know, we didn't have the ability, the capacity to do that in Red Lake in previous years. But as Minostalgia decided to shift their emphasis in business, we were able to purchase their jam and jelly and syrup making equipment And now everything will be made in-house in Red Lake and creating jobs as well. You know, the first one being the one I'm doing. And then as time goes on, as we expand our capacity and seek markets that we haven't tapped yet, it will just continue to create more jobs and more foraging opportunities for the people that are doing those kinds of things on a seasonal basis.
Are you going to become the new master jelly maker for Red Lake Nation Foods?
That is my intention, yes. You know, everything I learned from Mike will also, you know, benefit my little business as well. You know, I won't, you know, my market, my demographic is a little bit different. You know, I've always had my loyal customers. And again, you know, everything I do is just kind of supplements, you know, my variety of activities that I do to bring income into my household. You know, working for Red Lake Foods is one of them. Working for the Red Lake Fisheries is another. And I just like to stay busy and have a varied, you know, I mean, an interesting life, I guess. You know, I'm really blessed. That's all I can say. You know, working for Jacob Robinson at the fishery and Donovan Sather at Olga Conning, which is the umbrella corporate structure for most of the enterprises in Red Lake.
And you've done a lot of work in local food and in food sovereignty on the Red Lake Nation for a long time.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, I just happened to be, you know, have a big garden, you know, that produced rather well. And, you know, along with doing the maple sugaring in the spring and the wild rice in the fall, all more, you know, with a traditional emphasis, mainly because I don't have the capacity or the money to purchase larger equipment that would, you know, extract, you know, more sap from the trees, or, you know, I can only occupy one canoe at a time in the fall. So a lot of it might be viewed as a subsistence activity, but that those activities brought me a lot of exercise and some income as well.
Yeah. Now, I've heard that you're also thinking that you'll be making pancake and waffle mixes. What goes into that?
It's going to be a wild rice-based flour mix, and that's also going to be processed in Red Lake. We have a small millstone machine, and Mike showed me that yesterday, as a matter of fact, and showed me how it worked. And everything we're going to be doing that at Four Directions. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a partnership between, you know, Four Directions and Red Lake Nation Foods. You know, we, like I mentioned earlier, we were at Harmony, but we developed, we refurbished a kitchen at our location in Red Lake at Four Directions, and now we have a commercial kitchen there. So we're able to, you know, utilize our own resources, our own infrastructure, so to speak. And I just want to say thank you, Lisa, at Harmony, for letting us use your kitchen, Harmony's kitchen. You know, I mean, these partnerships that we've developed, not just in Red Lake, but in the Bemidji community as well, in Beltrami County area, we've all benefited from one another's business activities, our presences, and the way I view it is that developing jobs and businesses in Red Lake just bolsters Beltrami County's economy and therefore the state's. And the more we can contribute to the economy, you know, that's just the world we live in now. You know, yeah. Whether it would be if we were trading and bartering, or, you know, now we live in this capitalistic world, and it's just the way it works. I try not to, you know, examine it too deeply, because there's a lot of negativity as a result of capitalism, but it's what we're stuck with today. And so, being, you know, we have a lot of challenges up in Red Lake, and one of them is to generate income and jobs for our tribal members, and that's really our focus. You know,
sure.
Is to utilize our own resources, our land and our lakes, and manage them through our conservation efforts. You know, so we can live sustainably and yet still produce jobs and income for our tribal members.
Now, when is the berry gathering, the fruit gathering season? When is it going to start? What's going to be the first one?
Well, usually kind of kicks off in July. You know, there's a few things, and there's not a whole lot to pick in June. You know, there might be some real little strawberries, but, you know, that's kind of, it's nothing we can really pick in great amounts. But choke cherries, we have an abundance of wild choke cherries all around the reservation. We have incredible blueberry patches all around the reservation. And we have wild cranberry as well. And there's a lot of crab apples, too, which my business kind of specialized in.
That goes back to your dad, right?
Yeah, exactly. And while Red Lake Foods right now does not have a crab apple jelly, it's certainly not to be ruled out in the future. But right now our focus is choke cherries, cranberries, and blueberries, which are in great abundance.
Do you have a personal favorite?
I love them all. I'm partial to, I think, that the choke cherry, both in jelly and syrup. And it is our number one seller, you know, but it is for a good reason, is because the flavor is just incredible.
Yeah. Where can people buy the products that you're making?
You can purchase our product online at Red Lake Nation Foods. Put that in your search window, and you can also purchase some at the Red Lake IGA. We call that the Red Lake Trading Post in Red Lake. And also, I'm not sure of all the places where we sell, but I know our products are also at Harmony Foods Co-op in Bemidji.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, I just want to express my appreciation and gratitude to you, the radio station, and all the people that have given me this opportunity to live my life the way I choose to live it. And, you know, I give them my loyalty and hard work in return. And to everybody out there, go get you some good naturally foraged organic stuff from our fisheries and our Red Lake Nation Foods.
Good luck with the jellies, David, and drive safe today, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you, Maggie.
Yeah, bye-bye. That's bye-bye. David Manuel. He is learning to make jams and jellies on a commercial scale for Red Lake Nation Foods. And as he said, you can find out more at redlakenationfoods.com.